Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, if you were listening yesterday, you might have heard us talking about digital detoxes and whether they're needed or not, and what are the red flags to look out for to know whether or not you do need a digital detox. Well, our next guest was listening in and had a suggestion for everyone that he uses. Barry McRae is Professor of Literature at the University of Notre Dame, and he joins us now. You were tuned in, Barry. Thank you for listening, firstly, and thank you for contacting us with some suggestions as to what to do. What exactly do you do to detox?
So I wouldn't call it detox, but a part of my regular routine is to, first of all, to use an internet blocker on the computer so I can't access the internet at all for a bit of time. And then I lock my phone in a timed box called a lockbox. There's a timed safe on it. It's like it's a safe with a timed lock. And you put the phone in for a certain amount of time and you can't. The only way you can get it is to break open the box if there's an emergency. So it takes away all of the...
This is dramatic. this is dramatic, but it sounds like a good idea. Okay, I have a lot of questions. What led you to? I'll get to the internet blocker in a second. But what led you to the timed box? Why did you feel that was necessary?
Well, I suppose I teach in university, and I got rid of all devices from my classroom, and I noticed the difference in the students and the way they were learning. So once I got rid of So there's no phones, no screens, no tablets, no nothing. And once that was gone, it was like rewilding a garden. Like the students just came alive. They were connected to each other. There was a kind of a light on in their eyes. So I just saw also that they learned much faster, much more effectively. They were much more in the space. They engaged with the material much more. So I found I was teaching them way more in 45 minutes with no devices as I would... like in several days when they would all
really?
Be like a thing. Yeah, it's night and day. I know, and the students, and like at the beginning of the semester when I announced the policy, there's like a long queue up to my desk of students asking to be exempted from it and for this, my handwriting or whatever. And by the end of the semester, this very same students who are asking to be let off it are sending me emails saying, I can't believe it, it's helped with my anxiety, I learned so much better. It's all of them. It's everybody who does this, in the university has the same response from students. They just can't believe it.
Okay, because I think, actually, I was thinking about what would I do if I was going to try and do this, your locked box idea, and it actually makes me feel anxious, just the thought of it, even though I actually think it's a really good idea. But I don't know, would it help with my anxiety?
So what happens is every time I put it in, I get this terrible anxiety. And sometimes the anxiety is like I snatch the phone out at the last minute because I think, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like I just go for it like a drowning man. But actually, once you do it, there's a kind of a brief moment of really high anxiety when it clicks. And then it's like somebody performed an exorcism on me. It's like all of the demons of distraction, everything just flap away. And it's like an old feeling. I'm 48,
yeah.
So I remember a time when I used to just sit down on the couch and read a book, and it was just you and the book. And you go back to that, and it's the most restful, easy feeling. So the anxiety like reaches a peak just as the box is closing, and then it's gone. And then you're nearly sorry when the box opens again, and you're connected to that.
Yeah, I can imagine it must be really freeing, actually, is what I suspect I would experience. But then working up to that point of... peak anxiety as you're describing, and I hope this makes sense to other people, but anyway, because it sounds maybe ridiculous talking about locking your phone away for a couple of hours causing you
but also it saves you so much time. So the other thing is that I find like I have to read, obviously, for my work. I have to read novels and things quite often, so I can time my reading, and I can see that I read, I'd say, four times, maybe more, as quickly without the phone being available as I do when it's there, because you think, oh, I need to look up this thing, or God, what day is my dentist? Or you think, I don't understand this word. Let me look that up. But you can do all that later. And so you can read, I find, about four times as much as they do, like in an hour with no phone, as they do. So you actually, I find there's a time gain, a huge time. Yeah. So once you start doing it, then you kind of understand the benefits. So it's much easier to do. And that also, compensates for the anxiety when the precious phone has been locked away.
Okay. What about working yourself up to do it then? Do you find that difficult?
Yeah.
Like, do you find reasons to avoid it?
I procrastinate, and I think... but, you know, it's just like getting into cold water. Like, it's like jumping into a swimming pool. You know, you kind of, at least I do it, you know, pace around the edge for ages, kind of dip a toe in, and then you do it, and it's awful for a second, and then it's bliss. It's exactly like that. But you have to decide to do it. But, yeah. I mean, once you do it a couple of times, the benefits are so obvious. Like, sometimes I even do it for just half an hour. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, a big three-hour thing. Just, like, if I have to write a document I need to concentrate on or something.
I know your concentration is just... Well, my concentration is shot, like, when I have my phone or the iPad nearby.
Giving a gift to yourself. And, like, I found in the classroom I was giving a gift to the students. And it's a really precious gift. Like, it's the nicest thing I can do. And the students all say, this is the best thing that's ever happened. I can't believe the difference. And you can just do that for yourself as well.
It sounds,
you give yourself back your own attention.
In terms of gifting you that time, it seems to me, Barry, that you could do with a dumb phone, a phone that isn't a smartphone, that would just do texts and calls.
I did for a while, but, you know, with WhatsApp groups and everything, and online banking, it has become
But
difficult.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you use your screen, your internet and so on in work on a PC or whatever.
Yeah.
So you could have all of that in your PC and just to be freed forever.
Yeah, I suppose you could. I just don't think it's necessary. And I also think people aren't going to take such a big leap, you know, also like for WhatsApp groups and things. But this thing is very simple. I mean, the box costs 20 quid. It's a very easy thing to do. And you can just choose when you're going to. Because I just I think...
What happens if it starts ringing? Now. Like, it's in the box, it starts ringing.
I know, you turn it off there.
Oh. Okay. I'd be like, ah,
she
gets... But, I
She'll
mean,
take
can
a hammer
to
the box.
But seriously, though, how do you open the box if you need to?
So the only way to open it is you can. It's very easy to crack open, and then it's broken, and you have to buy a new box. So it just
okay.
So if there's an emergency, you know, if your house is on fire, you can break open the box.
And has texted to say phones do have an off switch.
Yeah. So the other thing is, and this is what I also found with the students in my classroom, that you can always, but then you can turn the phone on, and it's this thing about willpower. Like, I think we don't want to fetishize willpower either, because that's energy you have to use. So the energy to not go and turn on the phone, to not reach for it, to not look, that's energy you're consuming. And you can use that energy for something much better if you have the phone locked away in the box, or if you're in my classroom at Notre Dame and you're not allowed to take out a phone or a screen or a tablet. Like, it frees up all that energy that where you're kind of using it to resist the draw of the internet or the draw of the phone. And you have that all available to you. So you've all your creative powers and your intellectual powers are greatly enhanced. You know, it's like harnessing wind energy or something. You know, you're
See, I'm,
all
I'm
that
thinking
effort
of
you're
excuses
using.
Already, like in my head, like, you know, because of my job, I need my phone, you know, to be following the news or checking social media or looking for updates or, you know, like, these are my excuses.
But you can do it for short amounts of time, though. That's what I, you know, recommend.
Yeah.
People.
Or I could do it in the evening. I could do it in the evening when I'm sitting in front of the TV and not have my phone out as well.
So that's,
or when
that's
I want to read a book.
To do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, one of the reasons
have,
I did it because I found the reading was becoming slower, you know, that I wasn't progressing as quickly, and same with the students, as quickly in books.
Another person has texted to say, this sounds great, focus regained. I think I'm going to try it, Brendan.
I mean, I really think, I mean, for me, it's one of the most, a student said to me once that it was the best piece of advice he's got in his life when I told him about this thing. I mean, that it's like being given just the keys out of the prison.
Okay, well, that's got me absolutely sorted. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Barry McCrae, Professor of Literature at the University of Notre Dame. You can text us your thoughts on that to 51551.